Motor Talk with David Berthon for Auscar. Looking for a quality used car? Visit auscar.com.au.
We forget how far the Korean brands have come in the last 10 years. Hyundai is our third bestseller, Kia is our eighth. In a highly competitive marketplace, they've gone from strength to strength. So give a thought for the Chinese brands today, selling in very small numbers but gaining momentum. I've recently driven LDV's T60 Ute, MG's ZS SUV. Yes, it's Chinese owned today. And last week I tested Havel's flagship H9 Ultra SUV. The Chinese really listen to criticism and respond quickly, and the 2018 model has been updated. The six-seat Havel H9 Ultra I tested is the burger with the works, $6,000 cheaper to its 2016 launch price, now $45,990 drive away. A six-seat four-wheel drive, it features a 2-litre turbo four-cylinder petrol engine, now linked to an 8-speed ZF automatic transmission. As I said, equipment is high spec, considering its mid-spec price. A silky driver, I managed to match the 10.9 litres per 100 stated economy figure, however it does require 95 RON fuel. The Havel H9 Ultra has a swing rear door and the individual third row seats are power operated. Off-roading and low range comes via a BorgWarner transfer case and rear diff lock. The equipment level is amazing and good quality, so too body fit and paint quality. Downside is just one dealer at Lansvale, but if you want to save money on a six-seat four-wheel drive, it's worth the drive. I'm David Berthon.